I love Cap. Well, just want to preface that. That's crazy.
Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer.
If I was drafting today and I could have Jordan Love or Caleb Williams, I'll take Caleb Williams 7 days a week and twice on Sunday.
Caleb Williams can get a lot better.
Yeah.
They didn't trust him to drop back and throw last game. Listen, man, he's the number one overall pick. I get all that, but he's not there yet.
Mark Tauscher on Jim, Matt, and Molly is brought to you by Chalmers Jewelers. Chalmers Jewelers, with locations in Middleton and downtown Madison.
You heard Mark Tauscher there reacting to Cap's statements on the Caleb Williams, Jordan Love, and the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown. Obviously, I love what Cap had to say. Mark, we kind of heard a little bit of your answer there, but I think the biggest thing that I took away from this entire season, and I don't know if you agree or disagree with me on this, is that Caleb Williams has closed the gap between him and Jordan Love faster than I thought he was going to. And that speaks more to Caleb Williams than to what Jordan Love is or isn't doing.
I don't know if I'd say that. Let me ask you this, Jim.
Yeah.
Who would you want as your quarterback if you take your allegiance to the Bears out of it? Who would you believe in the fourth quarter more?
Oh, Caleb, that's easy. Caleb, he's got five fourth quarter comebacks this year. Caleb's gone through in the clutch over and over again. Not saying Jordan Love. Didn't Jordan Love just play like garbage in the fourth quarter?
Didn't Caleb Williams just throw an interception that lost the game against the Packers that you claim is so much worse than the Bears?
Did Jordan Love have a chance against Dallas and screwed up the clock and threw it inbounce and Matt LaFleur called him out for it?
He did. Guess what? Mark Tausch, I guarantee.
Hold on.
Let me just see something. Yeah. Tausch, can we admit that our quarterback isn't perfect at all times? I think we're on the same wavelength, right? Like, he has messed up, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Well, I'm not saying that Caleb hasn't messed up.
I don't know if Jim can do that about Caleb Williams.
That we were clear that I was waiting where Mark was going, but fourth quarter comebacks, Caleb's got five this year, and I think he had three last year, and Eberflus screwed up two of them.
All right, so you're in the corner. And listen, man, I'm not going to sit here. I am very surprised that the Bears are in the position that they're in. I give Ben Johnson a ton of credit. I think Caleb Williams has gotten a lot better, and I think Ben Johnson is a huge reason for that. But I just watched the games, and I watched what we saw in the Packer game, and that was with Micah Parsons, and they did not trust or want Caleb Williams to drop back and do 5-7-step drops. They were going to play action, and they were going to roll him out, which is, let's give him an easy read, or he's going to get out of the pocket, and then you can kind of street ball things. That's what they wanted to do. And is that sustainable in the NFL? It is not. Is he better than Mitch Trubisky was? Yes, I will give you that. I don't know about coaching and everything else. The Bears and Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson are in a much better place than I think a lot of us Packer fans maybe thought they'd be in, you know, the 14, 15 games they've played. But to sit here and say when you've seen 3 years of Jordan Love and the improvements that he's made, and you would still take Caleb Williams, that's great. That just means I'm not going to go down that road. It just means that you're completely biased and you're not actually. It's like me saying, yeah, I would take Jordan Love over Josh Allen. No, I wouldn't.
But Mark, you could agree that obviously the Bears game plan specifically, because this season, Caleb Williams has thrown almost 350 passes from the pocket with 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 2,400 yards passing, and is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. In the pocket. Against the Packers specifically, yes, they rolled it out because, I don't know, there's a crazy man named Micah Parsons that he trusted.
What's his percentage? What's his completion percentage?
Oh, his completion percentage is rolled, but it was 7. It was higher than Jordan.
You just said he's the best pocket passer in the league. You just said that.
No, for a QB, I'm saying passer rating. His completion percentage from the pocket is actually higher than it is.
Per Bill Barnwell, Williams threw a total of 1 pass for 6 yards across his 2 comeback drives against the Commanders and the Vikings this season.
Okay, so 60% passing percentage in.
Why are we like trying to do like a
no? He asked me
measuring concept.
60%
in the NFL.
What's that?
Is that good enough?
I mean, it was good at like. So
the
let's like,
no,
can
not.
I ask you,
know you
this?
That.
Did Jordan Love increase his completion percentage year over year over year in the NFL?
Absolutely.
Did Josh Allen have a worse completion percentage than Caleb Williams his first 2 years?
I don't know.
Yes,
I
the answer is yes. Was Caleb Williams one of the most accurate quarterbacks in college football?
Haven't.
Yeah, so like Caleb Williams has improved throughout the entire season,
yes,
and his completion percentage has improved
he
as well.
Yes,
right, but I'm not worried about his completion percentage at all because that's the last thing to come when you're trying to learn an offense.
Oh, okay.
Now, this year, you're right. Jordan Love is better. It's just Caleb Williams is way closer to Jordan Love than I thought he was going to be.
I just asked you the same question that when Cap, I was reacting to Cap's thing. And you didn't even blink. You said Caleb Williams.
Fourth quarter?
Fourth quarter, absolutely.
Is it game four quarters or is it one quarter?
He asked me fourth quarter. The difference between these quarterbacks right now is that Jordan Love is more consistent.
All right, I think Tausch is going to hang up, so we should move on here. Yes, Tausch, I would love to talk to you.
Well, it's because I have actual facts that make Packer fans nervous about Caleb.
It's like we just said in the last segment. You bring in like LeBron stats that if we brought those same things,
if we brought up those same stats
about Jordan Love, you would lose your mind. Tausch, what's up?
I forgot. I was listening to Jim tell me how great of a pocket passer Caleb Williams is.
I'm just giving you the numbers.
Right, 59% completion percentage. It's crazy talk. But here's the deal. This is what has happened. And I'm not mad about it. The Bears, they beat Philly, and then they just didn't want to get their hearts broken. We're coming up. We're in a great spot. So we're going to act all kind of coy and lay in the weeds a little bit. We wanted to see what was going to happen up at Lambeau. And then they lose and play really well, play a really good game, mm-hmm. and had opportunities to beat Green Bay. And now they beat Cleveland by 20-some points. We lose to Denver. We lose Micah Parsons. And now all of a sudden the Caps and the Sylvies and the Rutledges, they're all coming out saying, well, that's great. We'll find out on Saturday if that's actually the truth. But you guys have finally found your confidence. And I think it's because Micah's out and you feel like you can maybe do it. But some of the arguments, the Bears have had a really good season, better than I ever anticipated them being, and I give Ben Johnson a ton of credit for that. But let's slow our roll a little bit. I feel like that confidence, you've been emboldened. And that's not bad. It'll be great. But it feels like there's a lot has changed in that 2 weeks. And most of it is because the Packers have lost some guys that obviously are critical to our success.
I mean, Tausch,
I'm crazy.
No. I don't think you're crazy. I also think that I've said it before, the Bears are a good football team this year. And I think that they're, like, this entire season, I've said that they're a sleeping giant. That's how I feel about them. They do not get the recognition that they deserve. I have said that.
True.
So 100%, I think they're a good football team. I think Ben Johnson is an incredible coach. I think Caleb Williams has a lot of talent. They have a lot of guys on this team that have a lot of talent. I'm not knocking that whatsoever. In fact, my confidence is not high for this next weekend. And even before Micah Parsons and all the things, a couple weeks ago, I thought, the series is going to split. Now it just feels even more important because to me, I'm at the point where I feel like if the Packers lose another game this season, and maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm being overreactionary here, but if they lose one more game this season, to me, I'm like, ugh, playoffs might be done. Like, they might not make the playoffs. Maybe I'm crazy there. But, Tausch, what is your confidence?
Molly,
you don't feel that way?
Here's what I'd say. Both of these teams are going to make the playoffs. The Bears have a tougher schedule, I think, finishing up.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they have San Francisco and Detroit left on their schedule.
Yep, and at both San Francisco, teams, yep.
And at San Francisco is going to be really tough because San Francisco is sneakily positioning themselves. They could end up being the one seed yet. I think I mm-hmm. was kind of the belief the Rams and the Seahawks, whoever mm-hmm. wins tomorrow night, is going to end up being it. I'm not so sure about that anymore. I give San Fran credit. Both of our teams are going to be in the playoffs. What's going to be the difference is I think whoever wins Saturday is going to end up at the two seed. And that is a huge advantage, as we all know. You get to host, at least two playoff games if you win. You're going to get those matchups, and whoever loses is going to end up probably being the six or seven seed, depending on how the West shakes itself out. So I think we know, unless the Bears lose three and the Lions win out, I think we kind of know how this all shakes itself out, and the Bears have positioned themselves really well. And I think if they win Saturday, they're probably going to win the division.
So with that, I know we're making a lot about the quarterbacks. I know the weather's supposed to be nice. I think I saw that the wind gust could be between 25 and 30 miles per hour. And hearing Ben Johnson and the players talk specifically about the first half, and Molly even noticed when we were watching the game together, that the Bears didn't run the ball enough in the first half. They seemed to come out and I don't know if they were trying to catch the Packers off guard or whatever, but they tried to come out with Caleb throwing. I think Chicago's game plan is to run the football and basically take the ball out of Caleb's hands unless he needs to make a play, mainly because they're one of the top two rushing teams in all of football. How can is that going to affect the Packers? Is that better for the Packers? If Parsons is a great pass rusher, but he wasn't as good against the run, could that play into the Packers' hands a little bit?
Well, Jim, if he's such a great pocket passer, why would the Bears do that? He's the best pocket passer in the league.
Why would they
not throw the ball out of the pocket?
I'm going to trust the guy who has an offense that's one of the top in the league and better than the Packers. So, you just kind of take what the defense gives you, right?
Here's the deal. I think what we saw, the Bears wore Green Bay down in the second half, and I think their offensive line, you want to talk, Ben Johnson deserves a lot of love. Ryan Poles fixed a big chunk of that. O-line has always been the struggle in the last, I don't know, 8 or 9 years against the Packers. That just seems like that's all. They feel like they've fixed some things, and I think their interior guys, and really their whole group, played pretty well, even with Mike out on the field. So, yeah, they're going to try and run the football. They got two good backs. They obviously can run play action off of that. And I do wonder if Ben Johnson is going to look at this and say, well, without Micah, maybe we can take some shots down the field. We don't have to be as prohibitive with what you're doing in the passing game. And then it's up to Jeff Hafley to figure out, well, how do we provide pressure on that? So it's going to be a fun little chess match, but there's no doubt the Bears want to lean on running the football. Their best game of the year was when they went into Philly and just bloodballed them. That is my guess what they're going to try to do to the Green Bay Packers, whether or not they'll be successful. I know they had 138 yards in the full game on 30-some-odd carries. I don't think Green Bay's mad about that. I think they need to find a way to get off the field on third down. That was what kind of was the Achilles heel in the second half at Lambeau.
Tausch, what are your thoughts on Rashawn Gary's comments that he made to Jason? Basically, like, feeling like he's having a good season and there's really nothing to be concerned about, because I think we've all watched and know that he is not. I don't know. I don't think he's having a good season. He was obviously, he had 7.5 sacks through 7 games, which was great, but he hasn't had a sack in how many games, and it's not good. So what do you make of the comments that he had?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, obviously he's looking at it, and he's been getting a lot of one-on-ones, and that's the beauty of the Micah Parsons effect, is that you put 2 or 3 guys over there and you free up other guys. I thought Rashawn Gary's start to the season was exactly what we thought the Micah Parsons part
right.
was, and what we've seen now, yeah, the production has not been there. And it's not only sacks. I mean, I want to see him in the backfield kind of wreaking havoc. We heard Jeff Hafley say, well, he's done a nice job against the run, and that's great, and that'll obviously be important on Saturday. But, yeah, Rashawn Gary needs to – he is being paid highly, and he needs to be a high performer, especially when your highest performer is no longer available to you. Rashawn Gary, I don't know what and how teams are going to approach, you know, where they're going to slide protection, but I know this, they're not going to put that same bullseye on Rashawn that they did with Micah. And you get these opportunities, you have to take advantage of them. And I think this is a great shot for Rashawn Gary to showcase why he was a first-round pick and what he needs to be for this defense to be, you know, the type of championship-level group that they anticipate.
Christian Watson, he obviously was limited today. I think he's going to be a big, important piece for the Packers on Saturday if he plays. Because if he doesn't, it lets the Bears off the hook a little bit. He obviously ate against Charles Garner-Johnson, and the Bears were not expecting Kyler Gordon to go down in the warm-ups, so they didn't really have a game plan to kind of figure out a way to guard Christian Watson better. I don't think they're going to line those up one-on-one again, but Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur and Watson can find those matchups because the Bears still don't have Kyler Gordon, and I think nobody on Chicago can match the speed of Christian Watson. Is he kind of the most important player that has a possibility of coming back to have back for this game?
Yeah, and by all the reports today, you know, he was catching balls. That obviously I was concerned collarbone, shoulder when I saw what happened. And the fact that he is back practicing and catching balls is a great sign. He said, you know, he might not be 100%, but I'd be just judged off of what today's practice looked like in the reports where I think he's going to play. And, yeah, he is a difference maker. When Tucker Kraft got hurt, the offense kind of fell off. And then when Christian Watson came back, and he kind of got his legs underneath him, you started to see this offense kind of jump back up. And when Watson got hurt last week is when Jordan Love really struggled in the fourth quarter. So he is critical to what this offense does. And we saw what he did against the Bears a couple weeks ago. His speed, it forces you to do different things with your secondary, and that allows you some of that underneath stuff and allows you some of your other wideouts to maybe – be more effective. So Christian Watson is critical. You know, Micah Parsons isn't playing. The next guy up, I think Christian Watson is one of the top 5 most important players on this team because of what he brings to this offense.
How difficult, Tausch, is it in a game like what we witnessed against the Broncos this past weekend, when you see one Christian Watson go down, then you see obviously Micah Parsons go down. Like, how difficult for a player is it to kind of just like pick it up and carry on, one, with the rest of that game, but then two, with the rest of the season, especially as they're making a playoff push?
Yeah, it's really difficult, and especially if it's, you know, guys that you're close with and you know are huge contributors. There's a little bit of an air out of the balloon vibe, and I'm sure they felt that out on the sideline. And then obviously when you get the news and you see that coming back Monday, it really hurts. And you feel for your teammate, you feel for your friend, and then, you know, I guess this is just the reality of the NFL. It moves so quick. Mm-hmm. You snap your fingers, Tuesday the game plan is getting put up, and you're going back to work. And as time elapses, you just go about your business, and you figure out, okay, how are we, you know, it's up to the coaches to figure out, how are we going to replace that production? Whose opportunity is going to come, and how do we position that so that that player can do to the best of their ability, knowing you're never going to replace 60-some-odd pressures and 12.5 sacks with any of the current guys on this roster. Mm-hmm. So you really go through a range of emotions, but Molly, I tell you, by the time you get to Wednesday and Thursday, it just goes so fast. You're moving it on. You're moving along. The league doesn't stop for anybody.
Right.
Matter of fact, you can look at the Kansas City Chiefs. I would bet the same thing, and now they're probably getting Garner Minshew ready, and all the teammates are saying, yeah, we got to be ready to go. Minshew's up. That's next up. And it just that's just kind of the nature of the flow of how injuries happen in this league.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, you've been pretty complimentary of Ben Johnson, and there's clearly a mindset shift here for the Bears football team from Eberflus to Ben Johnson. They truly believe in themselves. They don't seem to be afraid of anyone, right or wrong. I mean, after the game, both players who were given a game ball from the game over Cleveland said, we have a bad taste in our mouth for how that Packer game ended. They are meeting the Packers and not being afraid of the Packers. I feel like in years past, especially when Aaron Rodgers was here, the Bears, even players, felt like we're going up there to get slaughtered or they're coming down here to slaughter us. How much does the mentality of actually believing you can win matter in a game?
Well, it matters, but it, I would wonder, would those same players be saying that if you were 5-10?
That's fair.
I would say the answer is no. So success begets success, and that also builds confidence. So, you know, Ben Johnson can say all the right things. Players go off of results and that process. And you look at what they've been able to do. They've won a ton of close games. He's implementing his stuff. You're seeing the offense play at a much better level than what we saw in the last couple of years. And the defense has been very opportunistic. So there is no doubt that Ben Johnson has changed the culture. And that culture is they're winning games. And that is really the proof for these guys to believe. And once they get that, that's a powerful thing. Now, I'm sure there's still doubt, even if it's a smaller amount because of the way they played up at Lambeau. Can we beat these guys? And, you know, the only way to get rid of that doubt is by doing it. And they'll get that opportunity on Saturday.
Mark, thank you so much for your time.
You got it.
All right, that's Mark Tyles. You're brought to you by Chalmers Jewelers in Madison and in Middleton. Chalmers Jewelers. This is Jim Matt Miley, presented by Coors Light.